And now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goober Goober.
Hello.
Hey, you've got an effects pedal.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not an effects pedal, is it? Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we haven't got a word of the week because we had two about poo last week. I'm in a much better mood than I was then.
And, amazing.
We've got some brilliant music this week as well. We've got some new releases. We've got a blast from the past. You know, I said last week we got the first show we ever did.
Yeah.
That we play that song. We're going to play it.
Oh, nice.
We're going to play 3CR. We've got your band on this week.
My old band.
Your old band, yeah.
Cool.
Another one from Roach and Sarno's. Imperial Vipers making a return, my friend.
Nice.
Might be finishing up with a bit of Gold Blaze, you never know. I know I don't normally say what's on at the start of the show, do I? But
no.
I feel like it.
Fair enough.
So, what have you been doing over last week then?
It's been a bit of a blur, to be honest with you.
You're busy, aren't you?
I'm very busy, yeah. Yeah. But it's all good.
My thumb's still hurts.
Yeah. Mine's not so bad now.
And the news I was going to give you last week, I will give you later on.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Hey, I tell you what. Who's our mate in Lurgan?
Lurgan?
Andy from... Well, I thought they were called the Bonevilles, but they're obviously called the Bonnievilles because they've now added the N, thus making it the car. I thought Bonevilles was just a really good name, but they're the Bonnievilles.
Okay.
And their new album out, Good Suits and Fighting Boots, is out. Now, the song I wanted to play when I looked at the track listing was The Belgians Are Coming.
Nice,
but
right.
It's instrumental, but it could get on here as a bed. Absolutely brilliant album. Thank you, Andy, for sending this. Motor Sounds, fantastic label. The album's great. There's a very attractive 50s lady on the start. Oh, well done. There's a very attractive 50s lady on the start, and she's got on the front looking, she's got her boot up.
Oh, nice.
Brilliant, yeah. Really, really good. That's worth it alone. Let's play it, shall we? I just thought, I don't really go into detail. But... Asylum Seekers of Love, how about that?
I love them.
That's dirty, isn't it?
It is, it's nice.
It's fantastic. A great album, great band, great guy. I do want to get out there and see him, don't I? I keep saying I'm going to go and get loaded in Lurgan. I'll do it at some point. So what I want to know is, Tony, what is the Bonnievilles MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheBonnievilles.
No, MySpace.com/TheBonnievilles. They've only added the N recently. Yes, get in. Poorly being Internet 1, Tony Nil.
Tricky.
Buy it and get their compilation they did is brilliant as well, isn't it? The Motor Sounds Records compilation.
Yeah.
That one's fantastic. Hey. There's this new thing. I'm not doing MySpace this week.
Aren't you?
No.
What are you doing?
There's this new thing that I want to tell our listeners about. I've been in touch. There's this new thing. I'll read it out. The only alternative is a shiny new social networking site for alternative people. The only alternative is deliberately tailored to target audience, so there's no need to trawl through thousands of idiots and strippers, etc., who you have nothing in common with. We found other social networking sites a bit crap and decided to create the sort of website we would want to use ourselves. We know there are other sites out there for alternative people, but are usually aimed at one particular genre, such as punk, goth, metal, etc. We wanted one site for everyone alternative, no matter what music they're into. That's why we called it The Only Alternative, because it's only for alternative people, and it sounds quite cocky, and that amused us. It's free to sign up, and members will have full access to site features, so as well as creating their own profile page, they can also upload photos, music, and videos, send and receive messages and winks, add friends, leave comments, create compatibility tests, write a blog, use the forum, and chat online. All the usual stuff that you'd expect from a social networking site. Thank you very much, Kath, for sending us that. They've set it up. It looks really interesting. I've registered, and it's very new, so if you fancy getting involved in this, now's a good time, because you know how that people at MySpace built up, the ones that won first, have millions of friends and all that sort of thing. Well, at the moment, there's only a few people on this. So get on there now, set your page up, and see what happens in the future. And I'll see what happens when I'll get a punky page up for it. I've only got a page for me at present. But I think it's a really good idea, because let's face it, it's our target audience. So I'm going to get stuck in.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of our listeners might like to be on their chats. Let's face it, if you're a punk, you're going to find other punks, aren't you, straight away? No trouble. It's like, it makes sense to me. It makes perfect sense. So thank you very much, Kath. And I'll let you know how I get on with that, Tony.
Yeah, have it nice.
That's all I'm doing there. This is Midnight Configuration. Have you got a podcast, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your votes and comments so far this week and this month. If you haven't voted so far this month, why? You have no excuse. Yep. You've got access to the internet. You listen to a podcast. So do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment. If you so wish, you don't have to, but we'd like if you did. And we'll read out your best comments. And here's the top six for this week.
Top six?
Had two. So many comments. Thank you all.
Excellent.
Punk me till I fart. Love it, guys. Keep spinning them tunes.
Yeah, we will do.
From Gel Likes Koalas.
Right.
There you go.
Whoa, that's freaky, isn't it?
Koalas, little bastards.
They are little bastards.
Congratulations on 3 years.
And celebrations.
Keep up the great work, guys. Regards, Lucky Lord Raylock.
Hey.
P.S.
Oh, yeah.
P.S. Looking forward to getting your address, Tony. I will be in touch soon. Yeah,
and I will send you your prize soon.
I've always liked Lord Raylock.
You know why he's
such
called
a nice chap.
Lord Raylock? I finally worked it out. Did you already know?
No.
What's his name?
Jason
Collier.
Yeah.
What's Collier backwards?
Oh, right, okay. Nice.
I've only just realised it. Smart man.
Excellent.
Howie keeps...
Have we just unmasked Lord Raylock on here as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we've said his name before.
Have we?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I've always liked you, Lord Raylock.
Yeah.
Mr. Sir.
Yeah.
Even though I doubt my dress will be any use to you so far, in the fact that you won't be let out of Australia before.
Well, that's
2200.
And I always thought I had something in common with him. I have now. More of that in a short while.
Signed CD coming your way. That's why we haven't sent it yet, because we need to sign it. Yeah. And now I'm here, I can sign it.
We haven't got around to it, but now you're here in the Hyman's Lodge.
Yeah.
Game on.
Yeah. I'm back. Cooper. Hey guys, I'm back.
Hooray.
And drooling over some punky after spending a year and a half in Bumfuck County.
Oh, crikey. Ah. That can't be good.
Looking forward to catching up on all the shit I've missed. Yours truly, Padders.
Thank you, Padders. Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a while.
About a year and a half.
Well, that's a while.
He's been
isn't
in
it?
Bumfuck County.
Fair enough.
Where is Bumfuck County?
I think it's just under.
It's a tick rank shire.
The state of arse.
Nice. The Shire of Titwank.
The Shire of Titwank. Titwankshire.
Oh, fine.
That would be a great address for Punky Radio. Punky Radio, Fishtown, Titwangshire.
Yeah.
Nice.
Punky, the kings of podcasting, as usual, on time, on the ball, and on top. Well done, lads. A poog a poog. Mark Spooner. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Spooner.
Found your website on One Drunken Night. Got all your podcasts now. Keep up the fucking work. From Bomb Steak.
All right, we will.
Thank you very much. We haven't got all of them, though, because some of them we ain't ever going to let out.
No. Well, we can't, can we?
No. Damn good show. Haven't voted in a while. Sorry I suck. You guys rock each and every week. From Michael Dalrymple. Thank you very
Michael,
much.
Michael, thank you. It's been a while. I don't think anybody has to apologise for sucking.
No.
Yeah, if they suck badly, fair enough. If there's teeth involved.
And that is it for the podcast Ali Votes from this week.
Well, it's just as well that I've remembered what I'm doing and I've nearly got the next song ready then, isn't it?
Hmm. So don't forget
I say nearly.
Punkradio.com, top of the screen, click the important link. Email address, vote, comment, subject, mix those about a bit, get a sentence, post it, I'll read them out.
Yeah, alright then.
Bish bash bosh. Tony might put a bit of vodka in his last drink.
He's got, and
didn't quite mean for that to happen.
I've been smoking a jazz cigarette.
It's the biggest. I've been in the reggae barbecue sauce.
It is.
It's a bit too spicy for me.
And the toasting effects. You might hear some effects later. So we give him a little one midnight configuration. Give me a bit now. I didn't know I got this effect. We've just discovered it, haven't we? That is brilliant.
Is it?
Oh, I really like it, yeah.
It's a bit scoopy. It's a bit spooky. Yeah.
I sound a bit like Trevor.
Trevor.
The dying sea.
The Lord of Nightbreed.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? Oh, that's enough. I said turn the effects off, Tony. Oh, you have. Right, next up, this is the song we played on our first ever show. Oh, I'm on to the next bed.
Okay.
Twat. Leave it there. That's fine. A bit of Granabats there. We'll have more of the Granabats up next. We'll do it like that. That's very sensible. I can pause it then. That's clever. 3CR.
Yep.
What a fucking carry on.
Brilliant.
We played it on our first ever show. I was reminded of it last week. We're going to play it now for you. What I want to know is, what's 3CR's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/3CR.
No, MySpace.com/3CR punk. And it's the number 3. This is from their album Lesby Avenue.
Nice.
It's fantastic. Catch them live. They're really, really brilliant. This is What a Fucking Carry On.
Shut your face. Frying tonight.
What a fucking carry on.
It's nice. Oh, I like it.
Oh, matron. Absolutely brilliant band. Brilliant, brilliant band. There's some of the songs on here are fantastic. Oh, that's the wrong CD. Some of the songs on here. I mean, I do like that one, but I do also like Gary Glitter. What a shitter.
Yeah.
We played that one, didn't we?
Yeah.
We also played She's Only Fucking 12. Do you remember when we played that?
No.
Oh, blimey. Oh, dear.
Okay.
Right, yeah. So, anyway, I've been reminded of a couple of interviews after doing the Lord Herbert's Wrongster last week.
Yeah.
That I did with the two fetish stroke burlesque dancers that were at the Psychobilly meeting.
Okay.
Ruby Luster and Emily Marilyn.
Right.
I'm going to play the Ruby Luster interview later on. Basically, Emily Marilyn and Ruby Luster are fit as fuck. And they were backstage when I was, and I didn't want to miss an opportunity.
Yeah.
So I went and had a chat with them. So it's not really about anything. It's just to find out more about them if you'd like to. Here comes the Emily Marilyn interview.
40B, Punky Radio. Now joined by Emily Marilyn. Am I right there?
Yes, Mr. Marilyn.
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
And you are a burlesque queen?
No.
No, well, go and tell me then.
I am a fetish model.
You're a fetish model?
I'm a fetish model, and I do fetish stage shows, which involve bondage, peen, nipple clamps, rubber, things like that.
All stuff I'm happy about.
I'm kind of the opposite of burlesque.
Is this your first time in Europe?
Oh, no. I come to Europe all the time to shoot and to do my shows.
And you're based in LA?
I'm based in Hollywood, yeah.
And how long have you been doing fetish for?
I've been doing it for... if I say how long I've been doing it, you'll probably be able to figure out my age.
I'm still only going to work out you're 14.
Okay, just a few years. How about that?
Okay. You've been doing it for just a few years.
I'm completely obsessed with bondage, with rubber, and it was just natural for me to make a career out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you managed to make a career out of it? Because it must be hard work, because it always seems to be like you girls get like 3 minutes a night or something. So do you have to be more than one show at a time? Or?
Well, my base is my website. I operate my own website, and so that's my bread and butter right there. And then I travel around doing the shows and doing photo shoots for various magazines and like DVD projects and everything.
And what is your website?
My website is emilymarilyn.com.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Yeah.
So, that is that was my chat with her.
Cool.
It was all a bit hot. It was all a bit odd, particularly when you hear the second interview. It was odd because during the second interview with Ruby Luster, Emily Marilyn stayed in the room and started, and as I was talking to her, started playing with her nipples.
Nice.
This is the best interview I've ever done.
Just flicking them a bit, or?
No, kind of tweaking them. And
yeah?
I was, can you stop? I think you hear me saying on the other one, can you stop that? You're really putting me off. Now, have you got a twat?
Yes. If you have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where are they from, and a reason for nomination. As long as you think they're a twat, send it to me and I'll be the judge.
Well, yeah, I'll be the judge.
I can judge that. Every entry, gratefully received. Pun intended. This one's quite short.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. This from Risa. It's a twat. Tim Nelson. Tim Nelson, Florida. He forgot my birthday. Again.
Oops.
My name's Teresa, and my dad forgot my birthday for the third year in a row. And I live with the man. How did you forget your kid's birthday? So, I nominate my dad.
Oh, that's a short one.
It's very short.
Absolutely fair enough.
It's fair enough.
It is fair enough. If you get a birthday 3 years in a row, three strikes, he's out.
Ready?
She said sue for divorce for him.
Probably could do.
You can divorce your parents, can't you?
Yeah.
Bloody Floridians.
Right.
All as thick as pig shit.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, why did you turn it down? Yeah, cool.
So, Tim Nelson from Florida
is a twat. Nice work.
Nice
work. Now, someone else is a twat this week as well, Tony. Yeah, me.
Yes.
Me. I've got banned from driving. And my fault. To cut a long story short, though, I was stung on the ban. And I've been banned for an initial 20 months.
Right.
But they knock that down to 15 months if I do what's called a HAPAS course, which is a drink and drugs awareness whilst driving. Not whilst driving, that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
But, drink and drugs effects on cars and driving course.
Okay.
It's described as a non-judgmental course where I will be asked to participate in lectures, videos, workshops.
Right.
Right. Little groups and role play.
Role play?
Role play. I'm going to go as a French maid.
Yeah, nice.
Do you think they find that funny?
And that, yeah, they've got a sense of humour about these things.
They do, don't they? Yeah. I said, well, so, why are you just a French way? Well, you said it was role play this week, and I can just see myself dusting the officer. In a French made outfit. Going, is that all right, officer? Get out of my office.
It might reduce the term. It's worth a try.
It should, yeah. I got fined £500 as well, which is about $500,000, isn't it?
Something like that. It's a few psycho pounds.
Yeah, it's a few psycho pounds and about €1. Euro's gone mad against us. It's just, how rubbish is the dollar?
It's quite rubbish.
If we're still doing really well against the dollar, but the euro's giving us a right smacking.
We need to catch the euro. Maybe not, eh?
Right, I'm glad you thought that through without me having to say anything, son. So basically, I've been banned from driving, and it's my fault. I've been a fool. I was arrested 45 seconds from my house, and I had to spend the night in a police cell.
Yep.
Handcuffed.
Yep.
Lord Redlock, ring any bells?
Exactly.
And, utterly humiliated, but then really pissed off with the length of fine. So I started off being all, oh dear, this is really bad, I shouldn't have done it. And by the way, don't do it. It's the most... Getting arrested for drink driving is about as low as I've ever gone, basically. It was horrid. Really, yeah. Really bad. And I will never have a sip of alcohol and get in a car again, basically. Well, not unless I'm on the back seat.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I will never drive a car again, having had any booze whatsoever. It's not worth it, because what I'm faced with now is public transport again. Having been, basically, I'd driven with a clean licence for 21 years, and suddenly I'm on the train. Yeah. And it's the weirdest thing. But on my first train journey to Bristol last week, I did write a song about bum sex.
So not all bad.
Yeah, it's all right, really. Worked yourself out. Now, next track time.
Yep.
Would you like to introduce it?
Okay. This is from my now, well, my ex-band, but still practicing band, and they are looking for a bassist and lead guitarist, so please do contact them if you are in the Mansfield area and are wanting to fulfil those roles and feel a little bit piratey.
Everybody needs to be a little bit piratey.
I think so. Okay. Enjoyable band to be in, enjoyable band to watch. This is El Draco and the Pieces of Hate, and the song's called Changing the Watch.
Yeah.
Draco.
And the Pieces
and
of Hate.
And the Pieces of Hate. Brilliant. Now, the thing is, Tony, do you know their MySpace page?
I do. MySpace.com/El Draco.
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie B in the Internet 2. It's Changing the Watch, man. That's a really good song. And, you know, I said to you, didn't I, how not surprised I was, but how brilliant I thought you were when I saw you. I just thought you put on a great show. And it's a shame that you've got so much work on that you can't actually keep it up, because I know that the lineup has changed a bit in that, but good band.
But I might be moving to old Paul area as well, so it's all...
Yeah, true, yeah, it's all...
It's better for them if they used to get one sorted now.
It's all up in the air, isn't it?
Whilst they lose the bassist, or they lose the guitarist as well, get both in, train them up, and be back on the road.
It makes sense. They're going to have to get a very good guitar player, though, Tank. Well... they've just lost one.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I can be nice.
Yeah.
Now then, I've heard a bit about this this GoDaddy thing.
GoDaddy?
Yeah. But can you... let me know a bit more.
Elaborate?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, GoDaddy is basically an internet web service provider. And it should, frankly, be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And why wouldn't you? You can start...
Why wouldn't you?
...by registering your own domain name. Or, if you have an existing name registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. After registering your domain, you can then start building your site. And GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog style site
maybe.
Where you can add your observations, pictures and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own shopping store. Well, GoDaddy
maybe
can
you
help
do.
There too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
That's a SL.
Oh, right.
Which will protect your customer's details.
I need my customer details protected.
You do.
I love the way you say that.
You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah. Finally, the best news of all.
Yeah.
If you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
Do the effect. PUNKY1.
It's like the sound of the Mistrons. You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
Punky 2.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly good, Captain Scarlet?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs.
We're utterly pathetic, tell you.
I'm such a child.
We're utterly pathetic. I'm loving that, though. That sounded really good, isn't it? Punky One. That sounded really, really good. I like that. I like that a lot. I tell you what else I really like as well, Tony. Roachy and the Sarnos.
Nice.
Their album, The Golden Dawn, played a track of it last week. Absolutely brilliant. The one that I said I was going to play this week, I'm not, because I've got a new favourite one this week. Each week I have a different favourite on their album. Do get it. Visit the MySpace page, which you'll find out about. Should we do that now? Yeah, we'll do it now. Do you know what the MySpace page is for Roachy and the Sarnos, Tony?
MySpace.com/Roachy and Sarnos.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you call them Roachy. I naturally call them Roachy, but I might be Roachy and Sarnos. Because the Roachy Sarno, wasn't that a shoe?
No
was
idea.
A surfy shoe or something?
Is it?
I think so, yeah. True. I think because it's from that line, the Beach Boys line, isn't it? The Roachy Sarnos too.
Oh, okay.
I think that's it, isn't it? So, I think, anyway. But yeah, we're going to play Naughty Uncle Arthur.
All right.
Yeah, they're so camp live. They're honestly just brilliant band. I just love them. And and I'm going to shut up now and play this.
Okay.
It's all right. It'll be our little secret.
Well, I look like a woman, but I feel like a man today. Said I look like a man, but I feel like a woman today. I look like a woman and I feel like a man. My whole life is in the garbage can. Well, yeah, well, alright. Cause he's your naughty, 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 naughty on the lap. Swimming pool, I like to go blue. Forever fixed on my brain. 45 years and too many beers, and my life went down the drain. Naughty, 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 naughty on the lap. Naughty, 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 naughty on the lap. Trembling hands, express my glance, and I felt like I was gonna die. Your fans will tell your mom and dad as he fixed me with his eye. His cold eye. His lens eye. His bad eye. His cross eye. Cause he's naughty, 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 naughty,
naughty, naughty, naughty, naughty, naughty, naughty,
Arthur, yeah.
Yeah,
naughty,
I like
naughty, 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 Uncle Arthur. A great album, really great album. I'm going to ask them if they'll let me play one more of it. I recommend you buy it, basically. Buy The Golden Dawn.
Bye.
You won't be disappointed. You won't be disappointed. I'll tell you who else won't be disappointed, Tony.
Who's that?
Ruby Luster. She might have been a bit disappointed that we aired the Emily Marilyn interview.
Okay.
But we didn't do hers. But we're going to fix that now.
Oh, okay.
After I spoke to Emily a little bit later on in the evening, so a bit more
pissed,
wine had been consumed, I interviewed Ruby Luster and I did have to edit it because I had to stop the interview. You'll find out in it.
I had to stop the interview.
I've left the edit. I had to stop the interview, yeah. It was okay. Really funny. But it's another short interview, so I'll play it now and we'll be back shortly.
I've just seen quite possibly the best fetish show at a Psychobilly festival in Spain I've ever seen. Is this your first time in Spain?
Yes, it is.
It is. And how
and
you
actually,
find
it's
it?
My first time in Spain at a show like this.
Oh, really? So how long have you been working with Emily?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Did you do anything before that? Or?
I did a lot of burlesque shows, and I do a lot of pin-up and fetish.
Burlesque?
Burlesque.
Burlesque.
I do a lot of burlesque and a lot of pin-up and fetish modeling.
So how did you get into the scene?
Emily.
How did you get into the scene?
Emily got me into the scene.
Oh, really?
When I started doing shows with her.
You just hanging about in high school and...
Yeah, and then she just, yeah. She totally got me into it. I love it.
I've run out of things to say. I'm looking at the pair of you just thinking, God, what a gorgeous couple of women. I'll think of something. I'm going to... Same question. Have you got a favourite Psychobilly band?
I have.
Bearing in mind Strange. Bearing in mind Strange, which doesn't really narrow it down.
The Henchmen.
The Henchmen, yeah.
The Henchmen, I love the Henchmen.
Would that be because you're going out with one of them?
No. Emily's. Emily is.
Stop but, grabbing someone's
yeah,
tits.
He's my boyfriend, too. He's mine. The lead singer, Eric.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's mine and Emily's boyfriend. Autonomous.
website, and I've got your website.
Yeah. Emily keeps grabbing my boobs.
I don't blame it. I would, but it's out of order.
Very violent.
Thank you so much.
So, what do you make of that then, Tone?
Interesting.
A little bit embarrassing. Oh. Anyway, these things happen. Now then, what have you been doing recently? Anything?
This past week? No, just practicing, really. Well, working and practicing. Yeah. I've got a new band as well, which is a new thing. But
oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about your new
band.
You're
really not going to like it.
No, I'm not, because it's like you've left El Draco saying you're too busy.
Yeah.
But you've started another band.
Yeah, but I kind of put alcohol on that on hiatus as well and use the same practice session
slot. For the new thing?
Yeah.
So which is basically Carly with alcohol.
Yes. So kind of it's alcohol with another couple of members.
Yeah, right.
Without me singing.
Oh, yeah. What's it? Paige in it as well, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to fucking hate this band.
You are. It's really not up your street or Punky Street.
No, not at all. I can't imagine.
No.
What or why anybody would want to make music like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sure you'll do very well. Yeah. It's going to be fucking emo, isn't it?
Might be a little bit emo.
It's a little bit emo. People who make up that band, mate. Might as well call it Kinblood.
Might be a good idea, actually.
How would Kittenblood sound with effects? Kinblood.
Bit hollow. Kinblood.
Kinblood. Kinblood. Kinblood.
Kinblood.
Oh, I like that. Yeah? I'll do, yeah. You seem to want it left on. I can't remember what I was going to tell you here. Oh, as I speak, I'm probably on my way to Edinburgh.
Okay, really?
Yeah, I'm going out for a couple of days, Tuesday and Wednesday. So if you are in Edinburgh and it's Tuesday today, you'll be able to catch me somewhere tomorrow, but I don't know where.
You are brilliant.
There aren't many other shows on. It shouldn't be that hard. But I'm going to be doing a couple of gigs while I'm there in the shows that basically anyone can go and do. They're not one-man shows and that. They're just stand-up comedy shows that all the comics that are up there, kind of, they do a few of these to earn a few extra quid. So basically, anywhere there's one of those on, there's a chance I might be on it as well. So I would like to see you if you get there. And you might hear my new song about bum sex.
Could you not do it today?
No, because I'm not doing it today because my thumb still hurts.
Fair enough.
I don't want to hurt it with a guitar.
No.
It's a pathetic
thing. Kinblood.
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 Kinblood. So instead, I got a little message, a little MySpace message from Imperial Vipers.
Okay.
And saying, hello, mate, I haven't heard from you in a long time. How's the radio show going?
Fine.
It'd be good to catch up sometime. So I sent one back saying, well, it has been a while. Because we don't do the radio show anymore, we just do the podcast. But thanks for getting in touch. Yeah, well, because they don't live that far from here. They don't live that far from the lodge.
Oh, okay.
So I'd say I might go and meet up at some point. But I did also, you give me an idea. We haven't played a track of yours on this show in a very long time. So I thought I'd do it this week.
Cool.
And it's from their album, Searching Falling Silence. They are, look at those. That is proper.
Nice.
Proper angry metal. And they're kind of glammy, aren't they?
A little bit
Towers of London.
A little bit
Towers of London.
But yeah, I was really say angry metal. I think that's the wrong image.
No, I just meant because he's pulling an angry face.
Ah.
Yeah, that was the only reason. He's pulling an angry face, look.
Isn't that a smouldering sexy face?
Is it?
I think that's angry.
All right, but what about
or
the geezer?
Or he's been hanging around the wrong people.
What about the geezer with the short hair on the... Is that an angry face? That's an angry face.
Oh, yeah, that's an angry face.
He's pulling an
that
angry
looks like
face.
What Skid must look like 20 years ago if you had no hair.
Quite possibly. So, yeah, anyway, the album is... I don't want to call it medium pace because it does rock.
Okay.
But it's not 100 miles an hour. Glam metal, basically. And do you know what? I like it. We've played Kick a Hole on here before. That one's faster. We're going to play the first track, Hard to Smile. And we'll do this thing after. I'll just do it now, won't I?
Yeah.
For goodness sake. We'll be right back. that appears to be the end of that one then.
Wow, how smooth.
That was... Well, because they gave us a false ending, didn't they? And we jumped to the buttons, and then they kept going, and then they just said, it's like someone just switched it off. That's a great finish to a song. Because it's like any song that any song that evokes an emotion in you, like, it's great. And the end of that song made me really angry.
Excellent.
So it's a great song. I went, oh, bugger. But angry with me, not them. Chub Tubs. Check them out. One of the best bands in the world ever. And you listen to them right now. So when I get back from Edinburgh, I'm going, because I can no longer drive, I had to think of a way of getting to a bike festival in Anglesey.
Okay.
From here. And my mate Steve has come to my aid.
Yep.
He's going to drive me up there, and we're making a weekend of it. So I'll be at the Anglesey, the Anglesey National Bike Show on Saturday. And then Sunday and Monday, I'll be rampaging around at Anglesey looking for druids.
Brilliant.
And funny stones and weird little harbours and odd places. Steve said, I'll tell you what I'll do, Paul. I'll book us a guest house. I went, all right. And he went on Google Earth. Right.
Okay.
And phoned me up. He said, Paul, you might want to have a look. You might want to Google Earth Anglesey. And I went, why? He said, there aren't many buildings.
Really?
Yeah. He got really freaked out.
It's just a big fucking field.
It's just a big fucking field. Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be great. Brilliant. So, I'll be on Anglesey.
Be on Anglesey.
I'll be on Anglesey. Yeah, it makes a change, doesn't it? Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So if you're around, as I say, I may be unveiling my new song about bum sex to the assorted bikers.
Let's hope.
I won't sing it to the druids.
You can unveil the song bum sex to a load of bikers.
Yeah.
You give them ideas.
I'll give them ideas.
I'll give you my ideas.
I'll give you. Dude, you say that with your effect on.
I'll give you my ideas.
Crikey. Right, don't get carried away with the effects, Paul. So that's what I'm doing this weekend. It's nice, because mostly on bank holiday, in previous years, I've ended up doing Leeds Festival, Reading Festival, all the way through, and this year I'm just doing one gig and having a few days off.
Nice.
So thank you very much, Steve. Oh, and I'm doing it. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, I've got a gig on Friday as well in Hounslow.
Right.
But I don't know where.
Okay.
It's just in Hounslow.
Can you make it?
Yeah. Okay. I've just realised, yeah, Steve's going to come down on Friday, give me a lift down there first. Jammy. Thank you, Steve. Right, then, should we do the last song?
Yeah.
Or is there anything that you need to add?
Not really. No, I don't think so.
Hey, I'll tell you what, can you just tell people about Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio?
Sure. We are on two different internet radio stations. First one, Hussy Skunk. HussySkunk.com, HussieSkunk.com. We are on three times a week at three different time periods. I think it's Wednesday, Friday, and maybe what, the weekend.
Oh, you don't. You already listen to us.
Yeah,
just get on there and check it out.
Get on there. It's World War Punk and us and a few other shows.
Yeah, it's World War Punk and us.
Yeah. which we're bought to War Punk. If you also check out Wicked Radio, wickedradio.org. We are on every night.
The great
every night
dashing.
Of the week repeats and the weekend new shows. And when we're not on again, great punk music.
Well, it's more metal when we're not on, isn't it?
Is it more metal?
It's more metal, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Deshi likes a bit of death.
Does he?
Yeah.
Must be all that goat herding.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, it might be. I hope you're well, by the way, Deshi. He likes extreme noise metal, doesn't he? I don't believe that is an actual phrase. I don't
extreme
think I've
noise metal.
Extreme noise metal.
Sure,
there's a band
is.
Called Extreme Noise Terror, weren't there? Are they still? They were.
Don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still thinking of a name for the new project. Haven't got any good suggestions yet. Kitten Blood might be work.
I gave Felix an idea for his the lounge band that he's forming.
All right.
For my new night Dolly Remixture, which I haven't mentioned, have I?
No.
Check out myspace.com/DollyRemixture. It's a new cabaret night and burlesque night that I'm starting, and it looks like it's going to be really, really good fun. It's not until the end of September, but if you Dolly Remixture, or it's in the top friends. I think I might have put it in. I don't know whether I put it in Punky Top Friends. I put it in mine. I'll check. But check it out. I'm not going to tell you much about it. Just go and have a look at the page. It's going to be an interesting gig.
Excellent.
Yeah. One band that always do interesting gigs, Tony.
Yeah.
Goldblade.
They are interesting.
Saw them at Endorset a fortnight ago. Oh my god, they were brilliant. And at one point, half the audience appeared to be on stage. And it was just such a party. It was such a great way to end the festival in that tent. You know, the last band on and rammed it, absolutely brilliant. And then obviously, I collapsed in the mud.
And hurt your thumb.
And hurt my thumb, yeah. Bad. Right, I'm not playing them, fuck them. So, yeah. This is from their new album that's not out yet, that they were very surprised I had a copy of. it's called Mutiny, the album. It's just brilliant. I spoke to one of the guys out the band. I said, do you know, I think this is better than Rebel Songs. And he said, me too. I think it's our best one yet.
All right.
Yeah, so it's like good authority. Great band. Go and see them. Mutiny out September the 1st, which is not so far away now. And this is the song that I was supposed to play, the first track we played off of. We've actually ended up playing the first three tracks. It's very unusual for us, yeah. We played G-Bus Generation when I was supposed to play this one, and then we played Mutiny. But this is the one that I wanted to play the first time. This is a live classic that they've put down on vinyl. I think they've been doing it live for a while. Everybody loves it. Everybody joins in. The whole room. It's nearly as effective, Tony, as Randy the Cowpoke.
No.
Yeah. It's absolutely brilliant. It's called... Did we find out what? I didn't ask you what Imperial Viper's MySpace page was, did I?
No.
Tony, what's Imperial Viper's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Imperial Vipers?
Yes. Hmm. So that's, what's that, Tony 2 probably being, no, Tony 3 probably being the internet 2.
Probably.
It is, isn't it? Oh dear. Oh no.
That's really funny.
Anyway, yeah, what's Goldblade's MySpace?
MySpace.com/Goldblade.
It is. Tony 4, poorly being the internet too. A defeat this week, but worth it when you hear this. This is Riot, Riot.
First I live, I trench with the weather.
Riot, Riot, Riot.
See you pretty smart, but you ain't that clever.
Riot, Riot, Riot.
I hate violence, here come the cops.
Riot, Riot, Riot.
All great truths and a paradox.
Goodness me, we play some good bands on this show, don't we?
It's quite nice, wasn't it? Really?
It's just a fantastic time. Well, you've seen them, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you saw them in
Warsaw,
didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, just great. Just great. I had such
probably
a good time at Endorsement.
I want to see them again, actually.
Sorry?
I think I want to see them again.
What, you think you do want to?
Yeah.
Well, somewhere of course best, you do.
Somewhere where I'm not quite so drunk.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to see them in front of a big crowd.
Yeah.
In front of a really big crowd. They just put on a fantastic show. Well done, Goldblade. Please do vote for us at Podcast Alley, and please do, if you get the chance, will you leave a review for us at iTunes? Just type in Punky into the interwebs and you'll find it.
Yeah, or click on the link on Punky Radio.
Yeah, do that as well. I suppose that would make more sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Why not check out The Only Alternative? Why not?
The Only Alternative.
The Only Alternative. Oh, I don't know. I didn't do that bit, did I?
Okay.
I think if you type in The Only Alternative to Google, you'll find it. Sorry, that how remiss of me. Didn't occur to me that I might actually need to give out a website address.
For the website.
For this website, yeah. Do the effect for me, please.
Nice.
That was nice. That was pretty quiet. Well. hopefully I'll be funny by next week.
It's fine.
It's fine. This has been a very chilled out Punky Radio. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Better than last week.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, maybe better than last week. I don't think we should maybe judge ourselves before we've heard it. We have only just made this now, so we don't know, do we?
It's fair enough.
That is fair enough. And quite a bit going on in this one. Effects.
Exactly. Effects alone.
Imperial Vipers.
Exactly.
Quite a lot going on. I'm sure we'll have something good for you next week.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
We have just run out. We're so knackered, aren't we? Yeah. It's these long weekends, man. They're really... We keep doing too much, don't we?
Yeah.
And we're going to have to write. What can I retire from? You retire from... Don't say podcasting. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog. We should have done a pooga poog with the effect.
Oh, do you want to do it again?
No, let's just do it now. I'll poog. I'll poog.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.